The population of the nine-county San Francisco Bay Area is forecast to grow by some 2 million people over the next 25 years, but where are they going to live? That's the question a team of regional government agencies is trying to answer in advance. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission is one of those bodies. They've been hosting a series of public workshops to gather ideas about where the housing for these new residents should be located. MTC spokesman John Goodwin notes that their Sonoma County session will be held tomorrow evening in Santa Rosa.
We're looking for guidance from the people of Sonoma County about how the Bay Area should grow over the next 25 years, because we are going to grow, but we want to make sure that we can grow in a way that is sustainable. We're actually obliged under state law to incorporate into this plan what is known as a sustainable community strategy.
The MTC and its partner agencies estimate some 900,000 new housing units will be needed for those 2 million additional people, with two-thirds of them in Santa Clara, Alameda, and Contra Costa counties. Sonoma County's anticipated share is roughly 23%.
There are about 188,000 households now in Sonoma County, and that's projected to increase to a little bit more than 230,000 in the year 2035. So that 23% growth compares to a projected 34% increase for the entire Bay Area. The slowest growth is expected in Marin and Napa.
The public meetings being held throughout the area are an early step in the process of creating a planning document called Plan Bay Area that will summarize the preferences and priorities of the citizenry. It is also directed by state law to emphasize areas that are well served by public transportation. In Sonoma County, that means both buses and the future SMART train.
The idea behind this is to concentrate as much of the development over the next generation as possible in areas that are already urbanized, especially along transit corridors, so that transit becomes a viable option for more people.
The regional plan is leaning heavily on the existing general plans of local cities and counties. Goodwin says those documents already indicate where future housing growth is expected to go.
One of those is downtown Santa Rosa. That includes along Mendocino Avenue, north of downtown Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa Avenue, and also along the Sebastopol Road corridor. Some smaller priority development areas include downtown Petaluma, central Windsor, Cotati, and the southeast corner of Rohnert Park around the old Agilent plant.
Also on the list are the downtowns of Cloverdale and Sebastopol. As much as 95% of the new growth could go into areas that are already urbanized. But implementing that still requires making some potentially difficult policy decisions.
One choice is business as usual, perpetuating the post-World War II development patterns. Second is a planned future that allows for some continued expansion into green fields. Third choice is a more urban future. And the fourth choice is what we call most urban, the densest development pattern.
When Plan Bay Area is completed, that's due to happen in the spring of 2013, only development proposals that fit within it will be eligible for further state and federal funding support. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.